Here's your TNV Tech Minute for Wednesday, May 21st. I'm Victoria Craig for The Wall Street Journal. The CEO of American chip giant NVIDIA called U.S. export controls on advanced chips to China a failure. Speaking at an industry conference in Taipei today, Jensen Huang said the export limits have been a catalyst for Chinese companies to push ahead with the development of their own artificial intelligence technologies. The controls were introduced by the Biden administration, but Huang praised the Trump administration for reversing one of the plans that would have capped the number of U.S.-made AI chips sold around the world. Elsewhere, Bloomberg says a two-hour outage of its financial data terminals has been resolved. The terminals, which cost tens of thousands of dollars a year, are widely used by traders to access live prices, data, and news to inform their investment decisions. The outage disrupted trading and some offerings of government bonds. Bloomberg attributed the glitch to an internal problem and is still trying to find the root cause, according to a person familiar with the matter. And finally, The Journal exclusively reports that a Texas data center under construction for OpenAI has secured more than $11 billion in new funding commitments. That allows an expansion of the site from 2 buildings to 8, which is crucial to increasing the ChatGPT maker's long-term capabilities. Startup Crusoe, which is building the campus, said it's slated for completion next year and is expected to run up to 50,000 NVIDIA Blackwell chips, commonly used to train large language models. For a deeper dive into how OpenAI is reimagining consumer devices powered by artificial intelligence, check out Thursday's Tech News Briefing podcast.